Sanders on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So if you are a Skipton local, you might have noticed a new restaurant and bar open up called Alexander's last year, I think it was, and you might not have been in. And if you haven't, you are missing out because the decor is wonderful, the menu is wonderful. And I've come here today to talk to Jess, who's a manager, and Struan, who is the chef, about what is on this menu, specifically afternoon tea. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So Jess, talk me through a bit of this afternoon tea here. What is afternoon tea for those that have never done it before?
Okay, so afternoon tea obviously is one of the amazing and quintessential British traditions, and we definitely wanted to bring it to Alexander's. We've got this lovely Edwardian building, and we've turned our front area into a beautiful kind of tiled Edwardian parlour, kind of reminiscent of an Edwardian palm court feel. So we really thought that afternoon tea fitted really, really well with our brand and our food concept and everything we wanted to do here. And it's a really lovely special occasion treat. You know, we're definitely a special occasion venue, and we've got lots and lots of people coming to use it already for special occasions like baby showers, Mother's Day, party celebrations. So it was definitely something we wanted to do from day one.
So how long has afternoon tea been a part of British tradition?
So it starts in the 1840s with the English aristocracy. A really interesting history to it was that a really famous companion of Queen Victoria at the time, it was her original idea because she thought it was a way of curbing the hunger between lunch and dinner. So she kind of established it as an afternoon tea concept. I think they just must like sitting around eating a lot during the Victorian times, which sounds good to me.
It's come a long way since then. Struan, tell me a bit about the menu here and what's on offer for afternoon tea now.
I think here at Alexander's we've stuck to almost a traditional setup. I think it's one of those things that because it is so quintessentially British and traditional, you can't really get away from the concept of it. But within that, we've tried to do it a little bit more quirky, a little bit more unique. Obviously, we've got the scones, which we make in-house. We've always got a plain scone, and then we play around with some flavours of other ones. The one you've got today is white chocolate pistachio. We've got to stick with things like the classic clotted cream, which I think if you didn't get, you'd be quite disappointed. If we move on to the cakes, what we've done is try to take some very, you know, traditional ideas and traditional techniques, but again, modernise them in a little way. So we've got a little lemon meringue pie, which is you know, served individually. Our Battenberg is actually pineapple and lime. So again, you know, a very traditional cake, but with a slightly modern and what I'd call an Alexander's twist. We've got a pistachio opera, which is a beautifully layered gâteau. So on the bottom, you've got a pistachio paste, a little feuilletine sort of biscuit layer, and a very indulgent dark chocolate glaze on the top. And then finally, we've got a little apple bavoir, which is like a set mousse, which is again wrapped in a little jelly, served on a cinnamon flapjack. Sandwiches wise, again, you know, I think if you didn't have a cucumber sandwich, you'd be
definitely
quite disappointed. So we've kept that. The salmon sandwich we've just slightly lightened up. It's an open sandwich on a little bit of rye bread. And then to sort of echo one of the dishes we have on our menu, we serve a little potted duck, which is confit duck that's very slow cooked for a long time. And we strip it down and we add some pistachios and some pink peppercorns. So quite traditional flavours, quite traditional techniques, but all with a little bit of a twist and a little bit of sort of modernisation.
And from my understanding, a lot of what you serve here is locally sourced.
Yes. So again, within the afternoon tea, we're slightly bound to keep it quite classic, but the smoked salmon comes from Mackenzie Smokehouse, obviously not too far from here. We use Wellux for a lot of our suppliers, again, so a very well-established local company, and they pull on a lot of independent and, you know, sort of artisan suppliers. Our pastry team make all the cakes, and as I said, obviously the scones we make in-house as well. So as much as we can, we like to pull on independent and artisan suppliers for all the stuff.
That's fantastic. As you've been saying all of that, I've not actually been looking at you, which is quite rude. I've been staring at this wonderful dish of food. The white chocolate and pistachio scones sound phenomenal. But it's also on some very nice-looking china. Where's that from?
So it's vintage china that we've been collecting over the last few months, well, before we opened and ongoing, and it's a particular type of vintage china called Cold Clough vintage china, and we've tried to collect it in lots of different pretty pastel colours so that it has a really eclectic kind of vintage look.
So just looking at everything on this dish then, I mean, I'd be hard-pushed to finish it all because there is so much to choose from. If you just wanted to pop in for one, is that something you do?
Absolutely. Most of the cakes we've got in the afternoon tea are available on our parlour menu as well. If someone's not feeling adventurous enough to take the whole afternoon tea, we can have a cream tea, again, with our selection of scones, and all the cakes are available individually but more positively slightly larger as well. So you can have that with the coffee or your tea.
Great, so whether you know exactly what you want or if you just want to sample everything, you can either pick one cake or go whole hog and have the afternoon tea. So Jess, you've mentioned there are some events coming up. Are you doing anything in conjunction for Mother's Day and things like that?
Yeah, definitely. We think afternoon tea will be really popular for Mother's Day. We're running a promotion at the moment as well, which is that everyone gets a complimentary upgrade to sparkling afternoon tea, so free fizz for everyone, which hopefully will be popular. And likewise, because it's quite popular for groups, we've got another promotion, which is that for bookings of over five people, so the sixth person goes free as well. So hopefully lots of lovely reasons to come and enjoy it. For Mother's Day itself, obviously, afternoon tea will be hopefully really popular. We're actually having some local classical musicians come and play in the kitchen area as well to complement the afternoon tea experience on Mother's Day.
That sounds absolutely lovely, but it doesn't just have to be an occasion, does it? I mean, the setup here is such you could just pop in one morning and grab a coffee.
Yeah, absolutely. So especially in the parlour area, it's perfect kind of watching the world go by and sitting in the big windows. All of our coffee is also locally sourced. It's from a company called Roundtons, who are only in North Allerton. So our team were only up there last week actually doing some additional coffee training at their really cute roastery, which is in a stable, so it's really, really nice. But yeah, we definitely want people to feel like they can just pop in, grab a coffee, use our Wi-Fi, read the morning papers, and I feel really comfortable and relaxed.
Wonderful. So whether it's for an event or just for a casual coffee in the morning, Alexander's is the place to come. And if you want to sample everything Alexander's have, you can pop in and find them in Skipton. Where else can they find out a bit more information about you?
So on our website, which is alexanders-skipton.com, you can book online or give us a call. Our friendly team will be able to help take bookings over the phone as well. Or you can email bookings at alexanders-skipton.com.
Wonderful. Jess, Struan, thank you both very much.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Alexander's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.